It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the sports show on this Tuesday, and lots of quarterfinal action to talk about from boys basketball regionals. We'll start off at Central A&M with their regional as St. Anthony picked up a convincing victory hosting Ramsey 102-16. Ryan Schmidt had 23, Brock Fearday 18, Miles Waldorf 12, and Sam Link also in double figures for St. Anthony in the big victory with 10 points. It was Nokomis defeating Windsor Stu Straws 56-42, despite 15 from Jackson Gurgle and Aiden Sayers with 12 and Brody Bible with 11. It wasn't enough as the Hatchets fell to the Redskins. That sets up St. Anthony and Nokomis at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, the other half of the bracket at Central A&M Wednesday night will be Arcola and Okaw Valley, as Arcola defeated Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City 60-29, even though Griffin Vaughn pumped in 18 in the loss for CHBC, and Okaw Valley defeated Central A&M 40-36. At the Class 1A Chrisman Regional, action included Neoga, as they defeated Broadlands Heritage 47-40, Luke Keller with 15, Gavin Ray with 14 in the win for the Indians, who will play KZ Westfield as they defeated Chrisman 93-33. They play them at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, the other half will be Tuscola as they defeated Villa Grove 74-29 versus Martinsville. So it's Tuscola and Martinsville at 7:30 Wednesday night, after Martinsville picked up a 10-point victory over Tri-County, 61-51. At the South Central Regional, featuring a lot of NTC teams, Dietrich got a big win over Sandoval, 89-40. Lucas Westendorf, 17. Landon Keck, 14. Bryce Bonoff, 13. As Brock Niemerg also had 10. Williams had 11. Cook had 10. As I said, 10 for Brock Niemerg. He had 12 in the win for Dietrich over Sandoval. It was South Central coming from behind to defeat St. Elmo Brownstown 40-29. Callaway Smith had 10 to lead the Cougars. Graydon Wilhauer finished with 11 to lead St. Elmo Brownstown, as South Central got that victory 40-29. They'll play Dietrich at 6 o'clock at South Central on Wednesday night. Aldemont picked up a convincing win over Patoka's co-op 66-32. Freshman Cooper McManaway had 23. Senior Ben Radel with 12 in the win for Aldemont, who now take on North Clay, as North Clay defeated Mulberry Grove 77-34. It's Aldemont and North Clay at 7:30 in the nightcap Wednesday in a South Central regional that is going to be a fun one to sort out. In two-way basketball action at the Fairfield Regional, it was Flora defeating Vandalia 52-46. That means Flora will move on to take on T-Town, who received a bye to the second round, as T-Town will play at Fairfield at 6 o'clock against Flora. Meanwhile, the other half of that bracket has Fairfield defeating Mount Carmel 55-33 last night. So Fairfield will play Marshall at 7:30 in the second game Wednesday evening. At the 2A Paris Regional, it was Hudsonville-Palestine Oblong defeating Newton 56-51. Even though Lance Volk had 23 and Hayden Mulvey had 11, it was a loss for Newton 56-51. Then in overtime, Cumberland defeated Robinson 60-53. Chase Stewart with 20, Caleb Bierman with 16, Cam Radel had 13 in the win for Cumberland, as they will now play Paris at 7:30 Wednesday night. Meanwhile, Hudsonville-Palestine Oblong will play Lawrenceville at 6 o'clock at the Paris Regional on Wednesday. And in 3A Regional quarterfinal action, Charleston ended Effingham's season by a score of 49-36, as Charleston moves on to the Effingham Regional semifinal at 6 o'clock. They will take on Centralia. In a couple of junior high volleyball scores, it was Cumberland defeating Aldemont in the 7th grade game 21-25, 25-15, 25-23. It also took 3, but Cumberland won the 8th grade matchup 18-25, 25-23, 25-11. Sigel St. Michael defeated Totopolis in 7th grade play in 3, 26-24, 24-26, 25-20, 8th grade action, St. Michael also got the win 25-19, 26-24. Taking a look at the schedule for tonight for high school girls basketball, our coverage begins at 6 o'clock this evening from the Civic Memorial Sectional Semifinal at Bethalto in 3A girls basketball. It's Mount Vernon and Effingham. 6 o'clock start, pregame show at 5:50 on KJ Country 102.3. That'll lead us right into the Paris and Totopolis matchup at the 2A Paris Sectional. That game also on KJ Country 102.3. as the tip is slated for 7:30, so back-to-back games tonight on KJ Country 102.3. Meanwhile, another game on 97.9 XFM, as it's St. Anthony and Arcola. That one tips off from the 1A Arcola sectional at 7:30. Pre-game show around 7:20 for that matchup as well. And again, St. Anthony on 97.9 XFM, both Effingham, then T-Town, on KJ Country 102.3 with pregame coverage of that Effingham-Mount Vernon game beginning at 5:50. Other action from Civic Memorial in 3A will see the host school take on Marion in the nightcap at 7:30. Paris Sectional at 6 has Mount Carmel and Sullivan. The 1A Arcola Sectional has Salt Fork and Decatur St. Teresa at 6. And the 1A Raymond Lincolnwood Sectional features Okaw Valley versus Carrollton at 6 o'clock. It's Okawville versus Carrollton at 6 o'clock. And Hardin-Calhoun versus Brownstown-St. Elmo at 7:30, as we'll be keeping a close eye on that game as well. So that's the schedule for tonight. In NBA action last night, Denver defeated Indiana 125-116. It was Chicago 142 over Philadelphia 110. In hockey action tonight, it'll be Seattle at St. Louis. Puck will drop there at 7 o'clock, followed by Chicago at Utah. That game will get underway at 8 o'clock this evening. That's a check of sports on this Tuesday morning. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.